Following program is intended for mature audiences only. If you are under 21 or easily offended, get the fuck out of here. Over 120,000 downloads.
Jesus Christ!
Listeners from around the world.
And now if it was like 15 inches, we'd be like, bring it on.
Captivating interviews.
All around badass goddess, Miss Ginger Lynn Allen.
Best introduction I've ever had.
And explicit content.
Oh, that's it.
This is Midwest Menage a Trois.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whatever the hell time you're listening to us. Welcome to Midwest Menage a Trois. I am JD and I'm here with my doll face wife.
Hello there, doll face.
Hi.
Carmen, the boss bitch.
The boss bitch.
Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up. That was a double intro. I got
it was.
Two show cues.
Is
in
it
there.
Twofer?
I'm awesome. How you doing, my love?
Good, how are you?
Oh.
I'm ready.
It's so close, I can taste it. It's right at our grasp. Friday is almost upon us.
You have to work on Friday.
I do.
I don't.
Friday night, we leave and get the hell out of Illinois. Thank God.
Yay!
Yep. So we'll talk about that coming up. Let's talk about the first reference in the open. That was Hello, Dollfish. I was referencing the 1920s because we went to a really kick-ass party.
We did.
It was a Prohibition-style party.
Oh, the drinks were amazing.
Yeah, they were. They had some. They had actually done some research and came up with three specialty cocktails for the night that were all period correct from the Prohibition era.
Yeah, the bee's knees. Yep. I don't like gin, and I loved this drink.
Mm-hmm. It was very good, but it was really sweet.
I know, but I think you could, if you didn't want it that sweet, you could cut it with some Sprite or something.
Yeah, that would work, I think. Or even tonic water, maybe.
Yeah.
Since it's gin, yeah.
Yeah, just do like a, add some bubbly to it.
And then they had a strawberry margarita, but not just a strawberry margarita. This thing was made from scratch using fresh strawberries. And
oh, it was amazing.
It was so good. And an old fashioned, made the way that was made back then.
No soda in the old fashioned.
Yes, there was no soda.
Soda doesn't belong in old fashioned.
Send that recipe to Wolfgang Puck. So apparently he needs it.
Right.
Yeah, so we went to this party. It was at Cherry Pie Couples. By the way, that's their new name on the show. I donned them the Cherry Pie Couple.
Yep.
For a number of reasons, but one, it's a kick-ass warrant song. So I went to their house, and actually it was an awesome party because we got to meet, I shouldn't say meet, because we'd met them before, but we really got to talk to two newer couples.
Yeah.
That we had not had that chance to sit down and chat with them before. So.
It was great.
Yeah, it was cool to get to know them a little bit finally because it's one of those, the one couple especially, they're very good friends with a lot of our very good friends.
But our paths, because of their work schedule and our schedules, we never could be at the same place at the same time.
Yeah, it just never seemed to work out that we were all there together. I think the one party we saw them at, they had gotten there when we left, or we just kind of crossed paths
in
briefly.
Like 5 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. So we didn't get to really talk to them there.
Oh, we didn't talk about what we did first.
Oh, Lordy.
We went and had old people dinner.
That's true. Yeah. Prior to the party, another couple of great people that are our friends, we messaged them and said, hey, we're going to go out for dinner because the party invite just said snacks. So we figured, oh, we better get some food in us because we're going to drink. So we decided to go to dinner at 4 o'clock.
Because the party started at 5:30.
Go grab some sushi. So some good friends of ours from the area. I haven't named them yet.
No.
I'm sure I'll come up with something.
Yeah, we'll come up with something.
But we messaged them and said, hey, you want to grab some dinner with us prior to the party? And they were, absolutely, let's do it. So we went and had some dinner at a Japanese sushi place.
Yeah, how was our drink?
So my wife got a good life lesson.
You did not say no.
I know. I agreed. The waiter, and God bless him, he did a hell of a job. He was a very personable guy. Flamboyant would be the correct word, I believe. And we said, well, we'll have an old-fashioned. And Carmen said, you know, I think he said, do you want American whiskey or the Japanese whiskey? Because they offer both. And she said, the Japanese whiskey. And he says, well, I really recommend making that with this such and such whiskey. It's our top shelf Japanese whiskey.
Yeah.
The words top shelf and mixed drink don't belong together.
Right. But it did not click with any of us because we all three ordered it.
And he was rattling off left and right. We said, yeah, let's try it. We'll go for it. You recommend it. All right, we're in. So at the end of the night, we got the bill. And each old fashioned, we each had two. So that's four old fashions, $25 a piece. $100 worth of drinks our tab.
Lesson learned. An old fashioned would have tasted good with cheap Japanese whiskey.
Yes, absolutely. He did a hell of a job of upselling us. but that was kind of funny.
But we had great conversation throughout dinner. And just really enjoy their company.
Absolutely. Great people. Then all four of us went to the party. And like I said, we got to meet some new, or talk to some people and hang out. And we did some photographs that were funny. And I had on suspenders and a tie and shirt and tie and suspenders and dress pants. You had on kind of a flapperish dress.
Uh-huh.
There was actually another lady at the party that had the exact same dress as you, but it was a different color.
Yep.
Because that's what happens when you order on Shein and Amazon.
Right.
Is that, where'd that one come from?
Shein.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's probably in the same boat.
Yeah.
Gets her Shein order every week.
It's not every week.
It has been leading up to this trip.
Of course, yeah. Yeah.
So, no, it was a great time. We failed to turn the corner on playtime at this one.
We did.
It just got late really quick all of a sudden.
It was like 11:30.
Well, I think the first discussion of it happened somewhere between like 10:30 and 11. And at that point, you were like, yeah, let's get this going. Unbeknownst to me, you were talking to, I believe,
the hostess.
One of the other people. Yeah, the hostess. And then we all got engrossed in conversation again and more beverages were flowing. And before you know it, it's like midnight and then the topic comes up again, and by then it's like, Carmen, I could see the wall coming. You hadn't hit it yet,
yeah.
But I could see it in the distance.
Yeah, it was.
And it wasn't just you.
No,
there were others that were kind of like, oh, it's so late.
There were three couples that were like, no.
Mm-hmm. So once again, yeah, we failed to get anything going early.
I know, we suck at that.
We do. We really do. But we were having such a good time at the party.
I know.
It was so much fun, and the food was phenomenal, the drinks were great, the music was awesome. It was just a good time, so
yeah,
we didn't make that transition.
No, I actually stayed awake for a while and talked to you on the way home, and then I think we hit the first stoplight to the small town, and I went,
wah. Yeah, you made it quite a ways home.
Yeah.
So I was proud.
I always feel bad, because I'm like, I should really stay awake and keep him up and keep him awake, and then... Nah.
I do fine.
I do not.
I don't get tired like you get tired.
It hit.
Yeah. So that was our last weekend. On Sunday, we really didn't do a whole hell of a lot. We sat in our hot tub. Air quote hot tub.
No, we didn't.
Didn't we?
No.
What did we do on Sunday?
Well, I was nursing sunburns.
So let's talk a little bit about sunburns, Carmen, shall we? As you guys know, we've got our Temptation Meaches trip coming up, and Carmen ordered a tanning bed for the new house. She found a hell of a deal online. It's a brand new bed. It plugs into a regular wall outlet. We didn't have to rewire anything for $220. It was fantastic. Awesome deal. Ordered it 3 months ago?
Yeah. I ordered it like mid-January.
And they had what? At that time, it was like 6 weeks to deliver, or 3 weeks?
Somewhere. No, it was 7 to 10 business days, and then they said 10 to 15.
Yeah, it went from 7 to 10 to 10 to 15, and it finally showed up
Wednesday last week.
A week ago, yeah. So, yeah, because I was not here. I was out traveling for work. You had to
I had to pay somebody to come and help me carry the bitch downstairs.
Yeah, because, of course, the thing comes in on a semi. The semi driver is not paid to unload. You know, he takes it off the truck, but that's about it. He's not going to haul it in your house or any of that stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, she had to pay somebody's kid to come over and help her.
Thankfully, our local high school was on spring break. So one of the ladies that I go to the gym with, her son, I'm like, hey, does he want to make some money? Come help me during the day because everybody else is working.
Okay, so now we've got this tanning bed in our house. Okay, it sucks that it wasn't here 2 months ago, but we still have a little bit of time. You've got about a week and a half you can tan before we go on the trip.
Yeah.
Of course, Carmen ordered the upgrades on everything, including the bulbs.
Uh-huh.
The super high intensity level of third level of the sun bulbs.
Uh-huh.
And the bed itself sets to 15 minutes. How long did you go that first time?
20.
Now, keep in mind that Carmen has not seen sun on her body in about a year.
Uh-huh.
Because of the laser hair removal, you can't get a suntan with that. You have to stay out of the sun. So she has not seen the sun in a year. The bed recommends or stops at 15 minutes. She went 20. I got home from my business trip on Thursday morning. And I came into a lobster.
I was toasted.
She was so bright red. I felt so bad for her.
So Friday morning, I woke up to go to the gym, and I tried putting my workout clothes on and went, no, I couldn't move. So I soaked in a baking soda bath.
You did that several times over the next couple of days. Finally, I don't know what, just yesterday, right? Was the first time you got back in the tanning bed?
Yeah.
So it had been almost a solid week since you used the thing.
5 minutes. Yep. They went.
So she went in 5 minutes yesterday and 5 minutes today.
But I'm peeling so bad, guys. I'm like Googling, how do I get rid of the peeling? How do I get rid of the peeling? So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a great idea and a great plan. Unfortunately,
it failed.
The company screwed us.
Yeah, it failed. But I'll be ready for Greece.
Yeah, had this happened 2 months ago, you would have had plenty of time to recover and get a good tan and be good to go.
Not so much.
Yeah. So that was our little tanning bed experience.
It did not go well.
No. So yeah, Sunday we just kind of milled around the house. I think we watched Spartacus some more.
Oh, we watched a lot of Spartacus.
We're rewatching Spartacus. It was a series on Stars. If you guys get an opportunity, it's interesting.
Random boobies.
There's boobs in almost every shot. There's all kinds of orgies and sex and death and killing. And it's just, and the CGI that they use with the blood and the guts, it's so over the top and so fake. It's funny.
But it's good. It's good.
It actually does have some pretty good writing and some good character development in it. So we enjoy it.
Yeah.
So since we're going to Rome this summer, we're rewatching Spartacus. So. I can stand in the middle of the Colosseum and go, I am Spartacus!
No, you can't.
Yeah. I don't think that name's probably looked too very highly over there.
No. No.
Anyway, so that kind of brings us up to speed on what we've been up to. So, a couple of things of note. Carmen, what am I drinking tonight?
Jack Daniel's 10-year.
10-year. This is the one that doesn't come out very often. This is a celebratory drink. Do you know why I'm celebrating?
Why?
The second part of my intro. Carmen is now boss bitch.
I am boss bitch.
Got a promotion today. Cheers.
Yay.
Congratulations, baby.
Thank you.
Hard work pays off, finally.
Finally.
Yeah. So now I can retire.
Not hardly.
Yeah, well, it's worth a shot.
It was worth.
And the other thing I wanted to ask you was, what am I wearing?
Basketball shorts?
Exactly. You know why?
Why?
Because all of my desire clothes are packed. I can't wear anything to signify desire because it's all in a suitcase.
It is. I'm so excited, guys. So we're flying into Austin on Friday night. Have a layover.
Yep.
Which is fine. Flying in, staying over in Austin, getting up.
Which we might need, by the way.
Why?
The layover. Have you seen the weather for Friday?
Yeah.
No. Knock on wood, we might be a little delayed.
Yeah. So, flying out. And, yeah, then Saturday morning, flight's at like 9:30, so we'll get up, head to the airport.
Get down to the DR, I don't know, what, noon, 12:30?
No, we don't land until 2:30.
Oh, that's right, because we lose an hour in there too, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we land at 2:30, take the hour and a half trek.
We're not going to be at the resort until dinner time.
I know.
We're not even going to get any pool time on Saturday.
No, but we'll get hot tub time.
I guess so. We'll go to dinner in the hot tub.
Yep.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, so very much looking forward to this trip. It's going to be a blast. I was trying to think. First of all, it's been... Well, no, I can't say that. I was going to say it's been about a year since we've been in tropical weather, but we can't. We got a our Florida trip was last July, so it's been since July since we've been on a beach.
Right.
And prior to the Florida trip, it had been last November, a year ago November, mm-hmm. Since we've been on a beach, because we went on the Bliss Cruise in April last year, and that didn't involve any beach time.
Right.
So... Yeah, it's going to be good to get back to a Desire-type resort and just eat, drink, be merry, lounge on the beach, be naked, not on the beach, but have fun.
Oh, God, yeah.
The reviews are getting better as they come in. There's still some negative ones that come in, but the negative ones I'm noticing are usually people that have not gotten their refund from their trip or are having billing issues.
Or... they've been to the Cancun resorts, and they're going in with that expectation when I don't know as if you necessarily can, because they're not at full capacity.
Yeah, the capacity is still running relatively low, so I'm not sure. You know, Grand Side looks like it's picking up.
Yeah.
Just looking at the number of couples online that are going to be there when we're going to be there, I'm seeing quite a few. Now, I don't know. I guess I don't know how big Grand is. You know, we know Desire RM is only like 80 rooms. Pearl is 111. So, you know, they're not huge resorts. So I don't know if they made Grand any bigger than those two, or if they kind of kept that same smaller, intimate atmosphere.
I don't know. Yeah. But it's either way, if we were at an empty hotel... with the people that we're going with, we're going to have fun.
Yeah.
We have fun no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to have a good time. And I'm sure there's going to be all kinds of hijinks and fun and just a good time.
Yeah.
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 So, yes, we are traveling with the Monroes again. They're probably getting damn sick of us by now.
Probably. But we're coming up to... Anti-Monroe season.
Non-Monroe season.
Non-Monroe season. We don't see them.
Yeah, that's true. They do a lot of horseback riding and camping in the summer, and then once hunting season kicks in, we don't see them at all.
No.
So, yeah. Got to get our fill in right now, I guess.
Right.
What are you looking forward to the most?
Yes. Just everything. Beach. Sand, water, fun, everything.
Everything.
Everything. All of it.
We have decided, looks like we're going to try and do an excursion. Me and Mr. Monroe are going to go try some deep sea fishing while you and Mrs. Monroe do a little snorkeling. That should be cool.
Yeah.
Apparently some of the water in the DR is some of the best in the world for snorkeling, so you guys should really see some cool stuff.
Oh, I hope so.
I've heard that the snorkeling at Meeches itself is not great. There's been a few people that, you know, just like any Desire resort, they give you a snorkeling mat. You can go out in the little swim beach and look around. They say it's kind of cloudy a little bit, though. You can't really see much, so.
Yeah. Well, and I bought new snorkeling masks, so taking those and, you know.
You probably should try those out. You keep talking about it.
We're going to test them at, I'll test them at the beach at Dominican.
Okay.
I'll test them there. Well, I'll test them before we go on a snorkeling trip.
No, I was going to say you should test them out before we go, because if they don't work, there's no use in packing them.
They're so light.
Yeah.
They're so light. They're not taking up any room. So I'll just take them with, and we'll test them out before we go to snorkeling.
So I have done some pretty extensive research. As I mentioned on the last show that we talked to you guys about, I generally don't get excited about vacations. This one I am so excited about. I've been listening to podcasts all week about, you know, I go out and find all the swinger podcasts of people that have been to Desire or Hedonism or any of these type of resorts. And I just listen to them just to hear their take. Now, what I have not found is any podcaster that's actually been to Meeches. There is not a single podcast out there that I have been able to find about Temptation Meeches.
Well, and we have some things that we're going to try new and different.
Yeah, we got a new setup for the iPhone. We're going to take a microphone with us and hopefully do a little recording while we're down there. I hope it works, and maybe we can get some of the other guests on the show, too.
Yeah, and we had talked about with Mr. and Mrs. Monroe while we're sitting having our morning coffee, doing a daily, nightly recap.
Yeah, because it's so easy. You know, we try and do it when we come back, and we've done this several times with all of our trips, and it's so hard to remember everything that happened.
Right.
I'll find myself listening back to a show and go, oh, shit, we didn't talk about that.
Yeah. So we're going to try and do recaps. It may not be every day, but as often as we possibly can.
Absolutely. And to make matters even more, not to make them worse, but to make me long for Desire even more, we've got some friends. They're acquaintances. We see them a lot at parties and stuff, and we talk to them, and they're awesome to talk to. We've never progressed on that, but they're at Desire right now.
I know.
And he keeps posting pictures online. I'm like, oh.
You suck. Yeah.
They went down for this week, so it's cool to see. They're at RM and all the new construction and stuff's going on down there. So, and it's just fun to watch those pictures and go, oh, I recognize that restaurant. I know exactly where they're sitting, what table they're at.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast. We had a little bit of a discussion, I don't know, a couple weeks ago maybe. And we were talking about things we want to accomplish at Desire. Temptation Grand. You had a good one.
And that was?
You wanted to give a blowjob on the side of the hot tub.
I do.
Yeah.
Not done that.
No, you have not. We talked about doing it out in public on one of the beds out by the jacuzzi.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we have a little experience with that from Colette's.
Right.
I'm trying to think of what else. We've always talked about, I don't know that Dominican's the right place for this because we might go to Dominican jail, but we've always talked about doing it on one of the beach beds at night.
I don't think that would be a good idea.
The difference being Desire in Mexico allows nudity on the beach. Dominican does not.
Yeah.
So that's why I said Dominican might not be the right
I don't think so.
Venue for that. Eh, we just got to judge and see what they got out there for security.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to play it by ear.
Yeah.
I did tell this to you, too. One of the other shows I was listening to, and God, it escapes me. I can't remember. Oh, I know what it was. It's Sweethearts to Swingers. Great show, by the way, guys. If you get a chance, check them out. They are a lot of fun. But they were talking about one of their Desire trips, and they had the perfect scenario where somebody had tried to pick them up and it worked. And I thought, wow, what a classy, awesome way to do it. Because we struggle with that.
Oh, yeah.
How do you, you know, move into the next level? So they were sitting at the pool and there was a group of four people that they had been talking to and, you know, kind of flirting with all day and having some fun. And early afternoon, the group of four, you know, they're very touchy-feely with each other. I think they were traveling together. But they were, you know, got up out of the pool and were walking away. And clearly, everybody knew what they were going to do. You know, they just had that vibe, touching, feeling, and laughing, and kissing, and walking away. So everybody knows, all right, they're going to play.
Right.
A few minutes later, the female of one of the couples comes back down to these podcasters who are still sitting at the pool and says, so here's the deal. We're going to go upstairs to room such and such, and we're going to have a little fun. We would absolutely love you guys to join us. If not, we completely understand. You know, talk amongst yourselves, and if you want to, come on upstairs. We'll be in the room. And walked away. That puts very little pressure on them.
They're not sitting there, like, staring at each...
Yeah.
You know, going, do you want to?
It put very little pressure on them. They're still going to go have their fun, whether they show up or not.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of leaves the door open.
Did they go?
They did. They're like, I don't even think they talked about it. I think they just looked at each other, jumped up, and ran. So... they put a time limit on it, I think. I think she said, hey, you know, if you're not up there in the next 30 minutes, we completely understand and no hard feelings. I think he said it took him like 3.5 minutes to get up there.
That's awesome.
So I thought that was a slick move, man.
That is pretty, pretty cool.
Might have to use that one when we're down there.
Maybe.
Yeah. Speaking of people we're going to meet down there, I did something the other night. Unbeknownst to Carmen, I told her later. But I went on SLS, and just for shits and giggles, SLS has this feature called a hot date. So you can put a hot date out there. If you're traveling, it works great. You can, you know, put in the zip code you're going to be in or the location you're going to be in, the dates you're going to be there, and say, hey, here's, you know, where we're going to be. If anybody wants to meet and hang out, hit us up. So I thought, well, hell, this is never going to work. Let's put in Meeches. Dominican Republic, Meeches. April 1st, put it in there, and within hours, we had a message from somebody else that was arriving the same day. Over the course of the week, I think we've gotten 3 messages of people that are going to be there, and the one couple I showed, the very first couple that said, hey, we're going to be there too, love to meet you guys. It's like, holy shit, they're kind of hot.
What was my thoughts on that whole thing?
So Carmen misunderstood the hot date scenario.
I did.
She thought if you're putting a hot date out there, that means, hey, we're going to be in the Dominican ready to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Not the case. It's all in the body of your message and what the message says. So I put a hot date out there and said, hey, we're going to be at Grand Meeches. If anybody else is going to be, hit us up. We are always looking for new friends. Very low-key, very mild, not... hit us up, we'll fuck you.
Yeah.
It's an entirely different thing.
So when he first said, I put a hot date out there, I was not very happy. And then he had to give me an education.
I schooled her.
He schooled me. And by the way,
yes.
I'm going to go on air and say I was wrong.
Oh, are you referring back to our last show when you tried to tell me what opaque meant?
Yes. I was wrong.
It doesn't happen very often.
I know. I had a lot of whiskey.
Oh, blame it on the whiskey.
Everything's whiskey's fault.
Oh, so anything else we need to cover prior to our trip?
No, I have last-minute shit to do.
For the city of Austin, I would like to put it out there. Please know how to make a fucking old-fashioned, because that's going to have to be where we get them.
In the morning?
I think maybe if the hotel has a bar, maybe when we get there at night. Might grab one before dinner, before bed.
I'll probably meet you in the room.
It's gonna be like 10 o'clock. You'll survive,
honey. We don't land until 10:45.
Okay, it's gonna be like midnight. You'll survive. But that's kind of our tradition. We have to have an old fashioned before we go to an exotic location.
Maybe we'll have one with dinner before we board our plane.
Yeah, meals are gonna be a nightmare on this whole flight because.
Yeah.
We got to be at the airport at, what, 4:35 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. So, already, all right, we're eating dinner at the airport in O'Hare. We're going to fly into Austin, and then we fly out of Austin at 9, which means we got to be at the airport at 7.
We'll have breakfast.
Something, whether we take protein bars or something. I don't normally eat breakfast, so it's not a big deal for me on that. And then we're going to be in the air for lunch until we land. So maybe we need to eat breakfast so we don't have to eat lunch, and then we can eat when we get to the resort at 4 or 5 o'clock. I don't know.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
It is. Or we're going to get to the airport and Carmen's going to be like, give me something to drink.
Now.
Sorry, honey. All they have is beer. I'll take it. And a bag of chips.
And a bag of chips. No, that was hungover.
I know.
That was hungover.
I'm sure people remember that show.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that was hungover. No. So I will make sure I have protein bars stashed somewhere.
We won't be having a repeat of that one.
No, we will not.
Let's see. Anything else? We've got all of our stuff packed. We've got our cups, our Midwest Ménage à Trois cups, which were made by a listener. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Those are packed up. I've got sunglasses. I've got sandals.
Yeah, it's okay. I have your whole list.
Yeah. I gotta go back through it. Okay. I think we're good.
There's just a couple last minute things that I need on Friday morning that'll get put in.
Got the kids taking care of the cat.
Yep.
We're good.
We're good.
So the countdown is on. We will have a full report when we get back. Obviously, there will not be a show next week because we will be basking in the sun. And we will be back in 2 weeks from tonight with a full recap. And I got to talk to the Monroes because they talked about coming down to do the recap with us. But I don't know if timing-wise, we might have to do 2 shows on this.
Right. Well, and they may not need to do that because we came up with this was before we came up with the idea of...
Oh, no. They need to come down.
They just need to come down.
Preferably on a Thursday night when we all just get schnockered because that's always fun.
Right. Right.
Sucks on Friday. Yeah.
Yeah. We will just have fun, and it's going to be amazing.
Absolutely. Oh, you know what? There's one other thing I did want to talk about.
What?
Nah, I'm going to save it. A little teaser.
Okay. Until your old man brain forgets.
Oh, bound to happen. Guys, that is going to wrap up this edition of Midwest Ménage à Trois. We want to thank you so much for joining us. We really do appreciate it. If you'd like to reach out to us, we'd love to hear from you. It's Midwest Threesome. That's Midwest, the number 3, SOME, at gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook under Midwest Ménage à Trois, or, of course, on SLS. We're Lake S Couple on there. I'm having a hard time talking tonight. I believe it's the Jack Daniels.
Are you having a stroke?
Maybe. Nah, I'm good.
Okay. You smell almonds?
I'm in way too good a shape there. Guys, that's going to wrap it up. We will see you in 2 weeks with an all-new show.
Bye-bye.